This year, for the first time in quite a while, I've lived in the South, and I thought I would write a long sequence of poems about the South, but I found I really didn't have that much to say about the South, and I found myself wishing others hadn't had quite so much to say either, frankly. But I did write a couple of sonnets, of all things, about the South. It seemed, you know, if the South is a little old-fashioned, as, let's face it, it still tries to be, then I felt it was appropriate enough to use a somewhat old-fashioned form to say something about the South. And I like the South, with reservations, and I hope these poems show that. The first is, at least tentatively, I'm still thinking about these poems, is called right now, A Reverence for the Grandfather. It's hard for me to read all the little revisions written in that. That's why. Reverence for the Grandfather. There used to be a way the sunlight caught the webs of caterpillars in the pecans. The boy's shadow would lengthen to a man's out towards the tree rows then, and if he thought some sleepy god had dreamed it all up, well, there was the grandfather, Lincoln tall and solemn, tapping his pipe out on a white-flaked column, all broodingly, as the pipe stars flared and fell. And this with the air of someone at his job. The quiet would hold then till some far train broke it, and the great silver watch rose from his pocket. Almost on time, he nodded, and from his fob the watch hung gleaming like a little moon. It would be evening soon then, very soon. And the second begins with a long epigraph, a long quotation from Henry James's notebooks, which he scribbled down in Coronado Beach, California, in the same hotel, I understand, that the stuntman was mostly filmed. Did you see that movie? Imagine that scene. He's just come from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he saw for the first time the monument dedicated by his brother William to their dead sister Alice, and where he was very much moved. And he writes this in his notebooks. But why do I write of the all unutterable and the all abysmal? Why does my pen not drop from my hand on approaching the infinite pity and tragedy of all the past? It does. Poor, helpless pen, with what it meets of the ineffable, what it meets of the cold Medusa face of life, of all the life lived, underlined, on every side, basta, basta.